Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Coming up on the podcast, if you stick for a little while, Jeremy Dallas will be joining us with a live performance in an edition of Awesome People Playing Awesome Music. First, though, it's Brad Rempel from High Valley. Brad, the only way I was allowed to do this interview is if I promised we wouldn't spend the whole time talking about baseball.
Oh, man. Well, I was just talking about basketball, so we can talk about that if you want. My son's game went into overtime last night. 31-30 with 15 seconds left in overtime. He gets fouled and gets to go to the free throw line, and he drains two foul shots. We win. The school goes nuts.
Oh, my gosh. He's the hero now.
It was like winning the Stanley Cup, man. It was unbelievable.
Has he stopped talking about it yet?
Did he wake up? I plan on talking about it for about a year.
I would imagine. I just wonder if he woke up this morning with some swagger, right? Comes down for breakfast. Like, man, you know what I did last night? I won the game, man.
Yeah, he definitely had an extra spring in his step for sure.
All right, so we're all in award show mode because the CMA is, of course, and the CCMA is coming up. Do you remember the very first award show you were at? Like, do you remember way back then? That was a long time ago for you guys.
I'm scared to say what year it was. 08, 09?
Yeah.
Excuse me. It was a Vancouver Country Music Awards. We're in Vancouver that year, and I'm a huge Canucks fan growing up, Pavel Bure fan. So I was so pumped to play in that arena, and Paul Brand had a slot on the award show, of course, because he used to host it all the time, and he kind of muscled his way into allowing us to do a song with him at the award show. And that was, I think our Facebook page was that morning and a few thousand after we got off stage. That was a pretty good little kickstart.
Man, do you remember who you sat beside or who you were watching? My first awards for CCMAs was later. It was 2012. And Taylor Swift was there. And it was Taylor Swift. Ooh. And then we watched like Miranda Lambert get a little bit intoxicated with some of her friends. And we just couldn't stop watching those guys. I remember that was my first really big award show.
That's amazing. I remember the one Taylor Swift was at. Her mom sat with her. And we played I Will Stand By You. So I think that was probably 2010. Yeah. And we were right in front. They had like a little B stage kind of at the very front of the main stage. Mm-hmm. And Taylor, of course, is sitting in the front row. So I was pretty much locking eyes with her and her mom for the performance. And I definitely forgot a couple lyrics.
Oh, I would have too. And her mom's looking at you like, don't even look at my daughter. Just stop.
Yeah, exactly.
You mentioned Paul Brandt and you guys are doing what Paul Brandt did to some extent with Tim and the Glory Boys. Like, you guys have really taken those guys under your wing. Is that important for you as an artist that was sort of given that opportunity to make sure that was paid forward?
Yeah, that was, I mean, I remember saying early on in interviews, I'd say things to the effect of, well, Paul did this for us and hopefully we someday have the opportunity to pass it on, you know? And, the Hunter Brothers were the first band that I worked with and still do in Canada, and now Tim and the Glory Boys as well, from a manager's standpoint. And, you know, when we did that tour, Paul and ourselves a couple of years back, he had Jess Moskaluk as the opening act. And at the time, I kind of fought for the Hunter Brothers the way that Paul fought for us at the CCMAs. And, you know, of course, they get on stage and blow everybody away, even though they were the opening act. At the end of the tour, I think Paul had them up for like three songs during his show because he's like, these guys are stealing the thunder. So who else is going to do a backflip on stage? I don't know anybody else.
I got to say, I saw the tour on the East Coast. Paul and Jess were not on it. It was just you guys and the Hunter Brothers. And I don't want to cause any trouble, but man, the Hunter Brothers stole the show. Like, I got to say, for an opening act, they were the best opening act I've ever seen.
Yeah, that doesn't cause any trouble, man. I love those guys like my own brothers. They're phenomenal, and it's and Tim and the Glory Boys, same thing, man. I don't know if you've got to see them yet, but they are seasoned, man. They know what's up. We just did a show together in Quebec City, and Tim wrote an entire song in French to perform that night, and the audience went insane. Wow. And turns out he was just singing about, like, can you show me the nearest library and please order me a sandwich? And it was a bunch of sayings like that that he had woven into a song. It was pretty fantastic.
That's awesome. It's funny. I have the same experience that a lot of people have with you. I saw Tim and the Glory Boys as they were just getting into country at a church show. And it was their Christian material. And it's funny, when you guys started coming up, I kept hearing from people, oh man, I saw those guys at church like 3 years ago, 2 years ago. And I didn't realize how long you guys had toured in that world before you broke into country. So it's very, very similar to Tim and the Glory Boys.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, High Valley's mantra has always been faith and family. And that's where those bands kind of fit. You know, I'm not saying I wouldn't ever help manage somebody else, but it's definitely a lot more in my wheelhouse to manage bands that kind of want to promote the same, hopefully upbeat, positive lyrics on country radio, and that's been plus, you know, I'm just sitting at home writing songs, and I'm like, maybe I can get these guys to go out there and sing them while I stay at home and watch my kids play sports. So
yeah,
it works out good for everybody.
That's pretty sweet. Hey, you got new music coming out Friday, which is really awesome. Is it just one song, or are you going to flood the world with like 30? Because it's been a while. What's going on, Brad?
the double album seems to be the flavor of the month these days. Yeah. But we're going to do a full record coming out in the spring. But right now we've got that new single, Whatever It Takes, coming out to you guys at Country Radio. And I figured there's not really any rules anymore, 2021. Why don't we give people another taste test of what's coming? So two songs coming out, Whatever It Takes and Never Not, both on the same day. And then in the new year, we'll keep releasing a new track every month leading up to the full record.
What? Wow. You guys are going to be busy. You're going to have to get Curtis to do some work. I've noticed that you do a lot of the heavy lifting. What's, you know, come on, get, you got to bring him out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Curtis is doing great. He opened up his own store in up in our hometown. He's making tables and leather belts and all this, anything hipster that you can find.
That's what he loves, right? Like, he was making leather stuff on tour. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't mess around. So he's doing great, and we're doing great down here. So we're really happy for him and his family, and they're happy for us, and it's working out great.
And real quick, you started a writer's cottage now. Is that something you did over the pandemic? You just thought, hey, let's open this up?
Yeah, you know, it's called Cottage at the Ridge, and it was supposed to be. My wife was getting mad at me for hauling my son's dirt bike in the back of her SUV. So I decided, because we got a little farmland, it's about, you know, 5-10 minutes from our house. So we'd always haul the dirt bike out there, and I decided to build a little shed and just leave the dirt bike there. That escalated into a garage, that escalated to add a bathroom, then COVID shut down all the recording studios and I had nowhere to write. So I thought, why don't we build a couple bedrooms on this thing? And lo and behold, I think the first week it was open, Luke Combs was there for a wedding. Somebody booked it for a wedding, and then Brittany Aldean did a photo shoot out there, and then the whole world found out about it. And now if I ever want to go there, I actually have to block it on the calendar so that I get to go to my own place to hang out.
And the dirt bike is now back in the SUV.
Almost, not quite. It's in the garage over there, but it's locked up so nobody can. We had one guest who was like, hey, we're fine to use that dirt bike, right? And I'm like, no. And they had already had their kid. They already had their kid on it, and the kid wiped out. And I'm like, oh, boy, lawsuit central. But
that's
thankfully
funny.
That didn't happen.
The only one that you'd say yes to is Luke Combs. Listen, if Luke Combs wants to use your dirt bike, you say yes, sir.
Except it's my son's 50cc dirt bike made for like 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
So if Luke Combs gets on that dirt bike, it might be done.
Dude,
retire.
There's a photo op right there. That's funny. That's hilarious. Well, we look forward to the new songs. I can't believe, so we're talking two on Friday, and then we're talking one a month for a while in the new year. And you know, you've got a lot of pent up songs because it's been a little while for you guys. So we're pretty pumped about that. I am more pumped. I should have done an interview with your son today, though. Like, I like talking to you and all, but I mean, he is the hero, you know.
You want me to? I can get him on next time if you want to talk some basketball, baseball, football, you name it. I'll tell you one thing, though. They'll be very honest with you about my music because I played a new demo yesterday that my wife really loved. And me and my co-writers were feeling pretty jacked about. And, you know, I come home and put my phone on Bluetooth and kind of reference the mixes in a few different places. And my 10-year-old son says, "This is horrible. This is not. Are you serious, Dad? I do not like." And he was just like the most, like, people are always worried to hurt my feelings. But if you got a son like Cash Rempel, then you've already got all the most realistic critique you're ever going to get.
Funny. So. And really, at the end of the day, whenever you text me, I mean, I'm interested in what you're doing with your music, but I just want to know what he's doing in sports. So, you know, that's kind of where we are.
Well, I'm on Hockey Night in Canada this Saturday. I'll be with Ron McLean all day long.
Oh man.
And,
I forgot about
that. That's about the biggest sports dream come true. You know, Wednesday night hockey, interviewed Claude Giroux. Saturday night, sitting on the desk with Ron McLean. I don't know.
You can't.
12-year-old Brad Rempel might have just passed out from all this excitement.
40-year-old Shiloh, I think, would pass out if I got to hang out with Ron McLean. I've never even met the dude. And you get to be on the desk with him.
Yeah, I got to learn like some cool stats, you know, like that's the first goal by a left-handed defenseman on a Saturday after 11 p.m. Mountain Time in 3 years or something. You know, I got to figure out all that.
Do it, dude. So we have to stay up and watch that. Are you in the late game or are you the whole night?
The whole night.
It's all you. Ron's probably Ron.
I would tune in early because who knows, they might kick me out after one. Like, hey, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
And after the pregame, Brad's out. So yeah. Well, good luck with that. I totally forgot that was happening for you, and I'm gonna be watching Hockey Night in Canada. And you know, put in a good word. I want to hang out with Ron McLean too. All right, just tell him how cool I am. All right, please.
You know I never enter any room without telling people how cool you are, so I'll definitely stick to the script.
Brad, thank you, and good luck on Hockey Night in Canada, and can't wait for the new song Friday.
Thanks a lot, man. You take care.
Great to chat with Brad Rempel from High Valley, of course. New music coming out Friday. This is a brand new song from a brand new artist, and I'd like to thank you so much, Jeremy Dallas, for joining us. Living in Alberta, but... from God's country on the East Coast, right?
You can call it that. Yeah, you bet. North Wiltshire, PEI.
Sounds like a place where there could be like either a scandalous soap opera or like a Housewives of North, you know, Wiltshire. That'd be all right, you know?
Absolutely.
How many people? 70, 50?
Oh, God. Well, let's just say it this way. My closest neighbor was about a 10-minute walk.
Is your last name really Dallas?
No. So there is a story behind it, though, and it's pretty cool. So my last name is actually Lamont. So Jeremy Lamont is my name. But what I did is when I was growing up, my parents were into music. My grandparents were into music. And my father had a country band back in the late 80s and early 90s that did really well. And they almost got signed to major market, and their band name was Dallas. So back in about 2010, I started a band called Dallas, and it was basically like a tribute to my father's band back then.
Dad teach you to play guitar, or did you learn on your own?
Most of the stuff, to be honest with you, I learned by ear.
Wow.
I learned everything by ear. So I know how to play guitar, bass, drums, fiddle, banjo, mandolin, you name it.
Well, Jeremy Dallas, we are going to hear your brand new song. You're going to play that for us on the podcast. We're going to go to your world now. It's Honky Tonk World, right? Play it in a second, but tell us a bit about it first.
You bet. So Honky Tonk World is just that. It's about getting back to a time that's a little more simple, not having to worry about things so much that we worry about every day. And I mean, you can take it how you want it. This song can be interpreted many different ways. It can actually be relatable to what's going on in the world today.
While you're playing it, Jeremy Dallas, thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Wouldn't it be nice If we could hitch a ride out to some middle of nowhere town tonight, and park right out front, some big old swinging doors, and two-step in, cutting up some sawdust floors, and trade your smartphone for a cold one, and a quarter for some jukebox Merle, a little rewind through some neon times, give the simpler life a whirl, where the lines are for dancing and tabs are for maxing, and a guy can always find a girl to lay your roots down with a loud crowd out in honky tonk world. Yeah, this big blue ball ain't what it used to be. We're missing that laid back, throw it back, good time mentality. So we might as well show them how it's done. Take a little trip, get a little lit, and have a whole lot of little bit of fun. Yeah, yeah, change your smartphone for a cold one, and a quarter for some jukebox world, a little rewind through some neon times, give the simpler life a whirl, where the lines are for dancing and tabs are for maxing, and a guy can always find a girl to lay your roots down with a loud crowd. Yeah, trade your smartphone for a cold one, and a quarter for some jukebox Merle, a little rewind through some neon times, give the simpler life a whirl, where the lines are for dancing and tabs are for maxing, and a guy can always find a girl to lay your roots down with a loud crowd.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.